Hello and welcome to the Night Feed, your nightly dose of comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you company during those quiet hours of feeding and caring for your little one. The Night Feeds are, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent. So I thought, wouldn't it be great if there was something new mums could listen to in the depths of the night to spur you on? I want this podcast to be a community where we hear from mums in all walks of life, whether you feel like you're thriving or you're merely surviving. Send me your tips, stories, anecdotes and advice, and let's create that village they say it takes to raise a baby. Tonight's unpaid sponsor is The Letdown. You know, when you're feeding at 3 a.m, despite the tiredness, you're feeling okay, you're pushing through, and then you feel it. The wetness seeping through your top, soaking your newborn's feet. As you've been feeding on your right boob, your left boob's been flowing. Now, you not only have to get out of bed, but you have to change both you and the baby. Please tell me you've been there. As this is the first episode, I thought I'd introduce myself. I'm Charlotte, mum of a 1 and 3 year old. Night wakings are still very much a thing in our house, and those owly newborn night feed memories are very fresh. Let's start the first section called A Question from My Podcast. So I asked a question on social media and I asked, what's your number one tip for new mamas? And we got a lot of responses and I hope these may help you. First one is, you and your baby are both new at the job. You learn together. And I thought this was so nice because I think as mums, we forget that, especially first-time mums, obviously, it's all so new. It's almost like we just innately know what we're doing. And I think it's easy to forget that it's all completely new for both us and the baby. Next piece is, you can't be good for your baby if you don't feel good. And this relates to self-care, which is definitely an area us new mums can completely neglect. So definitely like that one. Next is, don't be scared to ask for help. I think this is really important. I think we can feel like we're almost invincible a bit as new mums and we just get on with it and we're fine and we'll go through it and it all gets easier, so we're told. And if someone's offering to help, even if it's for 20 minutes while you go and have yourself a bath, take it. You know, as long as it's someone that you trust with your baby, your partner, your parents, a good friend, take that help. It's so important. And another one is, let the house stay messy for a day or a few hours and enjoy the time with your kids. This is key. I remember in the early days when you're so emotional, being so worried about the mess and thinking like, oh, I need to clean the dishes aren't done. And it's all just stuff that, it's all noise around you. And those early days are precious. So don't put too much pressure on yourself. I think all of us new mums are terrible about doing that. The next one is, don't panic about a routine. Find your rhythm first. Again, I think there's a lot out there now. As new mums, we're kind of inundated with information on especially routines. And whilst routines can be really, really great in helping you and your baby sleep, I think this is right and it is important to find your rhythm first and find your feet as a new mum. So I hope those little nuggets of advice helped. And if you have any other things that you're thinking of while I'm reading them out that you'd like to share, please email thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com and I'd love to hear from you. Next section is social media says. So here I'm going to discuss a post or a quote that I find on social media. This one I found a couple of days ago and it said something like, back in the day, mums didn't have advice on sleep and routine and things like baby-led weaning. It was all kind of, I suppose, what other generations told them and gut instinct. And I like this one because right now, as new mums, we have so much noise around us from social media, from, I suppose, podcasts like this, from health visitors, midwives, parents, grandparents. And it can be hard sometimes to know what's the right thing to do. We have a lot about sleep, and I know that can be quite a controversial topic, whether you sleep train or you don't sleep train, and whether you baby-led wean or you don't baby-led wean, and whether you wean before 6 months. There's so much advice and it's constantly changing. So I think it's important on this post is don't be too overwhelmed and don't feel too overwhelmed and don't think you have to take all that advice. Nobody knows your baby better than you. So really have a bit of kind of space when it comes to being overwhelmed, especially by social media and the kind of posts about different areas of weaning, routine, all these different things that you're kind of inundated with. It's just take a breather and take a step back and think back in the day, our grandparents didn't have all that noise. They didn't have all this scientific advice and technology that we use. And sometimes it's okay to go back to basics and go with your gut as a mum, I think. Next part is something to make you feel better. In this part, I'm going to be giving you a self-care tip or idea. Now, as a new mum, it's so easy to neglect yourself. I remember in the early days when I was cluster feeding my first baby, wondering if I'd even have time for a quick bath. And it gets to that point where you're so in your bubble with your newborn. It's wonderful, don't get me wrong, but as mums, we tend to put ourselves last. And as my mum says, you can't give from an empty cup. So tonight's self-care suggestion is get yourself a face mask, a foot mask, and whatever else mask you have, and have a mini home spa. Put some spa music on, turn your phone off, and just be. And this will clear your mind and give you some much needed you time. Finally, I wanted to finish on a quote. And this is something I shared on TikTok a little while ago. And hopefully it gives you a little bit of comfort and a different perspective on the night wakings that you're having at the moment. It's 2 a.m. mama. You've had 30 minutes of sleep and I'm calling for you again. It's not just the feed, but the hour that will follow of patting, winding, rocking and comforting me. You try everything in your power to keep your eyes open whilst gently rocking me to close mine. Your back aches, your eyes are weary. Every bone in your body wants to sleep. Tears roll down your face. But remember in this moment, when I look at you, I don't see the dark circles under your eyes, the milk-stained pyjamas, unwashed hair or tears on your cheeks. I see unconditional love. You'll never know just how much comfort you're bringing to my little world right now. Your scent, your touch, and the sound of your weary voice humming our favourite lullaby sends me back to sleep. These times will soon pass, and our evenings spent together while the rest of the world sleeps will be distant memories of moments we spent bonding. Dry those tears, Mama, and stay strong for me. You're not alone. We've got this. And that's tonight's episode. Thanks for listening, Mamas. Wishing you a calm, restful night ahead. And if you have anything to share, please email thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com. Good night.